Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Father, as we approach your throne of grace, Father, we recognize you, Father, with grace. Let your grace rule in our hearts, and may it be our strength in our songs and our prayers and our praise to you. Father, we commit ourselves to your care and keeping. Let your grace be mighty into us, Lord, sufficient in us for all the duties of the day. Keep us from sin, Father. Give us rule of our own spirit. Guard us from speaking unadvisedly with our lips, that we may all live together in holy love and peace. And, O God, mercifully direct us and guide our steps to our destination. Let us ride there in health, joy, and peace. Let us win favor in your eyes. Let us, when you see us, you see Christ in us. Bless this radio station, Father, this hour. Bless Sister Faith, Father, in her efforts and her endeavors, Father, to bring a word, to bring a testimony that someone may hear and listen and strengthen their situation, Father. And, Father, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deacon Chapman. We're going to start out. I just want to read a scripture, and I want to see what that means to you. It's Revelation 3:15. It says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then become thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot. I will spew thee out of my mouth. What does that mean to you?
Well,
What was the scripture again, Sister Faith? Revelation what?
Revelation. It's Revelation 3:15-16. You know, like we like our drinks, either cold or hot. You know, our coffee. When you drink your coffee in the morning, either do you like it hot or do you like it cold? And sometimes when it's lukewarm, you kind of want to spit it out of your mouth. And you know, however you like it.
Well, to me, that means that when the Lord rejects any half-hearted effort of self-satisfaction by a Christian, and then not taking an analogy and understanding of his word.
Mm-hmm.
And that this particular church in Laodicea, they had problems, as we do in today's church world. We have many problems. We have people that come in and pretend to be spiritual, but they don't live a spiritual life on a day-to-day basis. You know, they have to stay away from gossip, slander, backbiting, putting others down. What we have to do to have a relationship with God, we have to step out and help those that are in need, because Jesus said the poor will always be with us. And a lot of them look at the Sermon on the Mount when he said that many be poor in spirit, but that means that poor in spirit in that instance means humble. There are a lot of humble people, but then there are a lot of hard-hearted people that has a lot of conceit in their hearts, and they just refuse in that sense of life to go out and cater to those that are in need.
Amen. I'm gonna break that down for hot. For hot, you are growing. Your faith is growing more and more, and the love that everyone has for you is increasing. And then you have cold. It's almost like you don't even know who God is. And then you are lukewarm, which means you are drifting. And you're drifting away from God. It's like you know God. Let's say you go to church. You praise his word, you praise hallelujah, you do the things of God at church. But then you come home and you do your regular routine of whatever you feel like doing. You know, you come to church and say hallelujah, and as soon as you walk out of church, you cuss some people out. And so that's part of my almost being cold. But when you really want to know God, you want to have that relationship with him. And even when you drift off, or even when things don't go the way they seem, you want to go back to your first love. You want to repent and do the things that you did at first with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a process, because God is always showing you things and teaching you things on a daily basis. There's a lot of trials and tribulations that he's given to you so that you can see the things that God is trying to tell you, so that you can be in the direction that he wants you to be. You have to have faith in the Lord at all times, and you got to speak and believe that everything that the word says, it is true, even though it doesn't look like it. But it is a one-on-one thing that you do with God. I mean, we have church and we come together and we fellowship, but you also have to have that one-on-one relationship with the Lord. And I just wanted to see what you do on your daily time with the Lord, things that you can share with us that could be vital, or could be some things that will help us in seeing the things that we are lacking in our relationship with the Lord and the things that God wants us to do in the relationship with the Lord. And so I'm just opening up the floor to anyone that likes to speak. Deacon Chapman, you can go ahead and start with what's good for you. What are you doing with the Lord? How you have your relationship with the Lord, how it got started, and where you are now.
Well, basically, we all should personally seek to know Christ and the powers and resurrection, and that's a every day of our life. That's an everyday practice. And I'll read a scripture out of Philippians 3rd chapter, verses 9 and 10. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, be made comfortable unto his death. So as a believer, we should always seek a victory, have a victorious experience with Christ. We should seek him and to know him. We should seek this, the power of Christ and the power of the resurrection. And when we face the worldly trials and tribulations, sin and death, we learn to call on the power of Christ and he'll help us. And then I believe myself personally, that each and every day you have to seek the Lord, not only in prayer, but in thanksgiving, and also getting his word daily. And that way, you'll go and undergo a transformation of your sinful nature by being conformed to Christ's death. And actually, you deny yourself, you reject sinful desire, you obey God, his holy commandments, and live righteously and godly in this world. See, a lot of people and might not agree, but they dwell a lot in the Mosaic laws and statutes. But actually, when I said the holy commandments, those are the 10th commandments. And those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship with him, because you should be inwardly renewed day by day and changed into the image of Christ more and more as you seek him. And let's talk about the walk. You walk before the Lord is a day-by-day affair. Also, as I said before, you must submit yourself to God day by day and be inly renewed. And then the other thing is that do we pray and ask God to strengthen our inner man on a daily basis and that he will change us into the glorious images of his only begotten Son. And when we talk about his begotten Son, a lot of people, they teach or they say about the Virgin Mary. But Christ becoming his only begotten Son, he was the first fruit of the dead. God raised him so that way he was the only begotten of the dead. Nobody else was raised from the dead by the power of God. Now, Lazarus was called from the grave. But then when Mary confronted him, and he told her, I won't get into all the scripture, but he told her, I'm the resurrection and the life. So what we have to think is our life going to be resurrected in Christ, because we must not faint or lose heart in our commitment to Christ, Sister Faith. We should always pray. In 18th chapter of Luke, it says that we're supposed to pray and not faint. That means that faint in that description is not stop. Mm-hmm. And not to whatever circumstances or events or exaltation or persecution or trials or tribulation or severe opposition that we have, there's nothing else absolutely that can deliver us but Christ. And because our body perish every day. And it's a process of wasting and dying. And as we age, our bodies become weaker and weaker. But our spirit should be renewed day by day. And you're renewed when you draw near to God for strength, growth, and relief of deliverance. So I'll let somebody else get in on it if they want to.
Amen. We do have another caller online. Do you have any things you would like to share with us, caller? Okay. For me, I just want to share with you living your life with God. To me, that could be a daily, just like you said, Deacon Chapman, a daily thing. Or it's something that we do daily. It shouldn't be something that you have to remember. It shouldn't be something that you put into your schedule. It should be something that, just like each day we wake up, we should have God in our lives. He should be the first thought that we come up with, because he gave us another day, and we should be able to be thanking him. And God wants to be involved in everything that we do. And even the things that we don't know nothing about, he already has them lined up for what he wants us to do. And that's one thing that we should be thankful for, that when we wake up each morning, God has more work for us to do. He's not finished with us. It's a process. And we're getting closer and closer to him each day. We should be getting closer to him. We should love him more than we did yesterday, because whatever we did yesterday is no longer important. What we do today is. And I want that we all should fellowship with him. And just like you say, fellowship means in prayer and communicating with him and reading his word, talking to him. When things are not going right in your life, come to him and seek him. Ask him for directions. And do this on a daily basis. When people come into your life, see what God is saying to them. And if God has put anything on your heart to share, please share those things with them. You know, if you don't go anywhere, you can use the telephone and do fellowship with others as God leads. Because God loves us. He wants us to spend time with him. And he wants us to be grateful for the things he has already done in our lives. And he really likes the fact that we want to be with him and have that relationship with him. And so, Deacon Chapman, you could go ahead and speak on some more about relationship with God that you want to share.
Well, we'll look at, let's look at James 4 and 10. And it says that if you humble yourself in the sight of God, he will lift you up, right?
Yes.
And, okay, as I said before, we should have a private time of not only Bible reading and prayer every day, but we draw near to God, in other words, in worship, and he will draw near to you.
Mm-hmm.
And say, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. Now, daily worship is, like I said, is Bible reading and prayer, and it's also essential, absolutely essential, in a believer's life to consider this. And, okay, for instance, when you meet a new person, the only way you develop a relationship, you spend time with that person. So it is with you and the Lord. When you first place your faith with the Lord, in other words, in the Lord, now that's a very special relationship, and that was that is established between you and God. And that private time, you can learn more and more about him and how he wants you to live. I pray a prayer daily. God, would you continue to give me spiritual revelation and knowledge of your word, and keep me guided by the Holy Spirit. Whenever I get in a conversation, Father, bring up to my remembrance what you want me to speak through the Spirit. So, therefore, you complete your walk on earth, because God wants you to set aside
special time for him, just like we spent a special time for the football game, the basketball game, or the have and have nots, or Green Leaf certain series on, Oprah, and so forth. And you listen to him by reading his word. So if you want to hear God speak to you, read the word out loud. Praise him for who he is. Thank him for the great salvation he has provided. Because God wants to share all the promises of his holy word with us and give us instruction about how to live full and a victorious life. Go back to the 12th chapter of Genesis. You'll see the promises that he gave Abraham. And also back in Genesis, I think, 3:17, about the coming of Christ, the seed of the woman. And so when we get contextually sound and learn what the Old Testament prophecy is about Christ, we learn to study Christ's life and ministry on earth, and then we go to the epistles of Paul and see about the victorious life that we live regardless of things that we face and the great adversaries that we have in our life are very imaginable to us, but they can all be defeated by God's word, and we would learn a lesson that he wants us to learn. So begin reading it, and once you see the lesson God wants you to learn, you'll start having a relationship to him. Then you can relate to him. Let that mind be in you that was in Christ. The Lord's Prayer is a model prayer, and it's be prayed through. And also, we have to go to him, our Father. He is our Father. Jesus said, call no man Father, Rabbi, Master, because we only have one Father, and that's Father God. And so when you fail to have daily worship time, you take them steps and you miss because of a legitimate emergency. God does understand, and he's able to brief throughout your life because you're lazy. We're lazy. We lack priority. We live in sin. We ask God to forgive us, and he loves us, and he will cleanse us and forgive our nature, Sister Faith. Okay.
There was a time, and I still believe it, that just like you were saying, and make time for God, I would make myself available. I would pack up a lunch and, you know, drink some water, and I would get my blanket out from my Bible, and I would go to a park. And that was my date with God. And I made myself available to do that. Like, I would wake up in the morning and say, this is what we're going to do today, God. We're going to have a picnic. And I would go to the park, and because the park is full of nature, the sky, the trees, the grass, the birds, and I would take my Bible and I would have my lunch, and it was God and me. And I purposely did that. That was just something so wonderful to me to have this time with God, and I was excited about it. And I'm asking God, well, what would you like to have for lunch, God? You know, those type of things. I'm talking and speaking to God. And so in John 14:27, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And then there's another scripture that I really adore. This is Isaiah.
Thank you so much.
Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And so I look at those scriptures. I see, you know, how the eagle is. When he flies, he soars above. And no matter what your troubles are, he soars above. And during those times, you know, a lot of times I was not in my right mind, And I needed God. And so that's why I made myself available to God, because I need him. I need him in my life. We all need God in our life. We don't want to get stuck in just one place. We want to keep growing and growing and growing in God. And that's the only way you're going to do it, is to read his scriptures and stay in his word and pray to him. And there are so many scriptures that give you strength in times of trouble, but your relationship with God makes you strong. No matter what comes your way, your relationship with God has to be number one, and let him be your compass in life. No matter where you are, he is the compass, he is the direction, he is everything you need, wherever you are. He is your best friend, he is your comforter, he is the love of your life. There's nothing that God cannot give you, because he's going to give you everything, but you got to rely on him. Rely on him in all things.
Yeah.
And so my time with God is so important to me, and my relationship is my relationship with people, because when I'm speaking to God, he...
Come on, you live your life, right?
When people are not doing good and they give me a call, I can lift them up. But it's not my power, it's God's power within me.
Oh,
and I have to give him thanks and glory and everything that he is, because without him, I have nothing. And so I am, like, so important in God and his word. And, you know, a lot of times in my life that I could not do anything. And sometimes I was so weak I didn't even have the strength to call on God, but I called on him anyway. I just said one word because he knew my heart. And ever since then, I've become stronger and stronger and stronger in the Lord. And so I love my relationship with the Lord. And I also want to share with you that wherever you act, God is. He is speaking to you. He is giving you direction. He is helping you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, but you have to trust and believe that he is. And I just wanted to share that with you. Deacon Chapman, do you have anything else you'd like to share?
Hello?
Yes, Deacon Chapman, are you there?
You ready to close? Hello?
No, I wanted to see if you had anything else to say. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, before we close,
me?
I can hear you. Just like, can you hear me?
Yes.
I would like to say to everyone, go to 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And when you learn the scripture and how to rightly divide the word of truth, look at John 17:17. Then you can start developing relationship with Christ, because he said in John 13:34, this new commandment I give you, to love one another as I love you. And also in the 8th chapter of John, he stated, if you know the truth sets you free. But the 36th verse of that same chapter says, if the Son sets you free indeed. So learn to get a relationship with Christ so that he can set you free. Okay, back to you, Sister Van.
Amen. Does anyone else would like to speak on this, your relationship with the Lord? Okay, Deacon Chaplin, would you like to close us in prayer?
All right. Father God, as we have come to you today, first of all, we give you thanks, Father, that you give us this opportunity for you to be in our presence, to speak on your word, speak on a relationship with your Son, that also that we may have a relationship with you. And, oh, God, bless Sister Faith, her program. Bless all those that intended to call but didn't. And bless those that were listening in, Father, and pray that something was said today about developing a relationship with you through the word and through the resurrection of Christ. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Chapman. You guys all have a wonderful evening. God bless you, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Good night.